Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and here's some news that may come as a surprise. 1 out of 20 Americans describes themselves as atheists. That's a five-fold increase since a similar poll was conducted back in 2005. Kimberly Winston, national correspondent for Religion News Service, covered the story and is here to help us make sense of what's behind those numbers. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you. So this was a global poll, and without getting too deep into the methodology, and we'll get to some of the other countries' results later, how is it conducted and what does it show?
Well, it's conducted by a group out of Switzerland, and they have, if I remember correctly, they have they used 57 countries, and they asked everybody the same question. And the question was, regardless of whether you attend a place of worship or not, would you say you are a religious person, not a religious person, or a convinced atheist? And according to their findings, religiosity has dropped dramatically around the world. Atheism has risen, including here in the United States.
So is this number from the United States, or is this the global number, that atheism increased from 1% of respondents in 2005 to 5% of respondents in the new poll?
That's the United States number, according to them.
So I wonder if, based on that polling, it would be hard to determine if the spike in atheism is from more people becoming atheists in the last 7 years, mm-hmm. five times as many atheists, or if atheists are just identifying themselves openly more easily.
Well, I think it behooves us all to be very cautious here about labels. I think from my own reporting, not just on this story, but I've been covering the non-theist community in the United States for the last year. And I think just anecdotally and also from various other polls that I've looked at and talking to experts as well as just regular people on the street, I think it's a little bit of both. I think what is going on here is there's been a very concerted effort in the non-theist community to get people who identify as atheists or humanists or skeptics or agnostics to say, I am an atheist, a humanist, a skeptic, or an agnostic, much the way the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community encourages people to come out about their sexuality. And there's been a real concerted effort on that, largely through the Richard Dawkins campaign, the Richard Dawkins Foundation. And so a lot more people who have been atheists for a long time are feeling more comfortable about saying, yes, I am an atheist. In addition to that, I think what also is going on is atheism has come more to the forefront in the last, let's say, 10, 15 years, especially since 9/11. In 2005, there was a very, very popular book, a New York Times bestseller book published by Sam Harris called The End of Faith, mm-hmm. that was the first of kind of a wave of best-selling books. So, you know, there's always been books about atheism, but the difference here was that these books became bestsellers. Books by Richard Dawkins, Daniel Dennett, a couple of other folks, Christopher Hitchens, chief among them. And they were very strident, outspoken about, you know, religion is bad, there is no God, and we need to come out about it. And so I think what we're seeing here, if these numbers can be trusted, is that it isn't that people have been, shall we say, converted, but more people have come out and felt comfortable, mm-hmm. and atheism has become acceptable to talk about.
Listeners, I wonder if that's true for you. Do you identify as an atheist? Did you perhaps make that switch recently, as some of this increase in the poll result since 2005 might indicate? Or for you yourself as an atheist, are you more comfortable talking about it publicly than you might have been 7 years ago, possibly because of the wave of prominent books or for any other reason? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-WNYC. 833-9692 or write it down on our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. I wonder if 9/11, which our guest mentioned, was a factor for any of you. Do some of you react to the religiosity of the attackers by becoming more confirmed in your own tendency toward atheism? 212-433-9692. And let's take a call right now from Herb in Manhattan. Hi, Herb. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. My question is, does the guest have any information on the growth, if any, of atheism in Islamic areas or countries?
It's a great question, especially since this was a global poll. Do you know?
Let me look at this for a second. I'm looking at the study. I can tell you that that is a really, really hot topic within the atheist community and the humanist and non-theistic community right now because of the fact that in many Islamic countries, it's against the law, and in some countries, you can be killed for saying I'm an atheist or for in any way questioning beliefs in God. So I hear a lot of anecdotal stuff out there. I know you're in New York. There's a new group, I believe, that's meeting at the Center for Inquiry in New York that's a group of, for lack of a better term, Muslim atheists or former Muslims. And I'm seeing a lot of little things percolate up. When I look here at the study, let's look at low. There are some groups, some countries that are traditionally Muslim that show no change in religiosity. So I don't know. It shows, I think, that 2% of 2% of people in Lebanon say they are atheists.
I think I'm seeing 5%, same as the United States, in Saudi Arabia.
There you go. Yeah.
That would be a surprise.
That would be a surprise, and you know, I've never been to Saudi Arabia, but I wonder how you get people to actually say in Saudi Arabia, yes, I am an atheist, because that is against the law there.
And by the way, China has the most convinced atheists in this global poll at 47%, followed by Japan, 31%, then the Czech Republic and France, right around 30%.
And not surprising in China because of the influence of communism for so many years. And it's also important to point out, I think, that some of these numbers in countries like China might be very high or Japan might be very high because Buddhists are technically atheists.
Huh.
Right? Yeah. So it's the report is interesting, but I don't think it's as comprehensive as we might like it to be to get a really accurate number.
Rich in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
You know, I'm able to identify with friends in the New York metropolitan area because we can, you know, we're very open to really all religions, and I'm an atheist. A few friends of mine are atheists. Some are Christians, but we can all openly talk about it. If I try to have the exact same conversation in Rochester, New York, or Phoenix, Arizona, suburban area, it's a little different and a little harder to grasp. People look at you like you have two heads sometimes. But here in New York, everybody's happy to chat about it, whether they're religious or not.
Thank you very much. Lisa in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
All right.
I was listening to the choices that they gave for the survey, and I wonder if they had said, are you spiritual? Because a lot of people don't want to subscribe to a religion, but they do believe in God. They may not say it, but they don't want to say part of a religion, you know, a Baptist or that. They love God. And so since their survey was so narrow, that's all they elaborated on and said, well, okay, I take atheist.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I'm spiritual.
Very perceptive to pick up on that.
Was there room for that? I'll take my answer offline, okay?
Okay, Lisa, thanks a lot. She's got a great point. Very perceptive to notice that the question was, and we just read it once, so I'll read it again, irrespective of whether you attend a place of worship or not, would you say you are a religious person, not a religious person, or a convinced atheist? And so what do you think if a person considered herself spiritual but not religious? Maybe there's no category for her.
There certainly isn't in this particular study. It's interesting. When I wrote the story, I called a professor at University of Tampa, Ryan Cragen, and I caught him on his vacation. And the first thing I did was read him the question, and he went, "Ugh, that's a horrible question." For that exact reason, is it leaves no room. It's such a narrow spectrum. And I think if you want a better picture of that, at least in the United States, you have to look at the 2008 American Religious Identification Survey, which it was a huge study. It's widely supported and credited study. And one of the things they found was that a group that they call the nones, N-O-N-E-S, meaning I have no religion. That doesn't mean I'm not spiritual. It doesn't mean, you know, I don't craft my own spirituality. It just means I don't identify as anything particularly religious, nor does that mean that they are atheists. That had grown immensely to 15% of the U.S. population in 2008, and I think it had been down in the single digits when they asked in the 1990s.
And we should also note that it wasn't just that atheism went up by 4 percentage points from 1 to 5 in this poll, but also those who said they consider themselves religious in this country dropped pretty precipitously from 73% who said they considered themselves religious in 2005 to 60% in the new poll. 13 points.
And that's that number, as well as a couple of the 4% rise in atheism, is something that gives professional people who conduct these kinds of polls about religion in the United States, that gave them pause when I talked to them.
In other words, they think the number may not be reliable.
I don't want to go that far, but they questioned it, because as Barry Cosman, who was behind the ARIS study that I just quoted, he's at Trinity College, and he said, you know, he's been doing this for years and years, and he said that movements like that, numbers like that, don't go up that high in 7 years. When we see movement in I'm not religious to I'm religious, or vice versa, or to atheism, that it moves glacially, and you tend to see small numbers, and that made him skeptical of this poll. And they don't have any numbers. If I'm correct, Wynn Gallup doesn't have any numbers past 2005 when they first asked the question.
Earlier than, you mean?
Earlier than, yes. Earlier than 2005.
Yes, and I don't know if it's an analogous measure or not, but I don't think we saw much of a drop in the percentage of Republican primary voters this year who would have called themselves religious, or that their religiosity affects their political views, than we would have seen in 2008 or 2004. Pat,
yeah.
In Westchester. Pat, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I am an atheist. I've been an agnostic since the age of 16. But I think what really pushed me over to admit that I'm an atheist is the in-your-face, constant pushing of religion by government now. And we have to get religion out of government. And I think if there has been an uptick, I think it's a result of this political climate that we're in that is trying to run everybody's lives.
Maybe, but those are two pretty different things, aren't they, Pat? It's one thing to object to the influence of religion in government. It's another thing for yourself to go from not being sure if there's a God to being sure that there's no God.
Well, you know, and I guess that the reason I was not sure that there was no God for so many years was I was probably afraid of offending.
Whoops. Did we lose
we
Pat?
Hang on.
That I couldn't reopen.
Pat, we lost you for a second. Say that reason again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it probably was because I was afraid of offending somebody who was religious, or maybe feeling that I was closing a door that I might not be able to reopen. But, I mean, science, to me, drives all reason. We are intelligent beings, and you know, I really am an atheist, and I believe in science. I don't believe in any kind of dogma whatsoever. Right.
And so you've come to grips with the fact that you're an atheist. We're just about out of time, Kimberly, but agnostic was not a choice in this poll.
No, it was not. And again, for that, you'd want to look at the ARIS survey, which has a lot more information about people who say they are not religious. It's a huge rainbow of different beliefs.
And we leave it there with Kimberly Winston, national correspondent for the Religion News Service, who covered the story of the five-fold increase in self-reported atheism and the 13-point drop in self-reported religiosity in this Wynn Gallup poll compared to the same poll back in 2005. Thank you so, so much for having a great conversation with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. Coming up next, the latest installment of That's My Issue. It'll be a call-in today for anyone under 30 on experiences in your life that have shaped your politics. And you can start calling right now if you're under 30. We want to know of any experience in your life that has helped shape your political views. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this.